Tishlamet Aleph, we're up to Sivchaf Aleph. I think we've covered most of the Yisaidais. There are many Pratim that still to come, but most of the Yisaidais of the rules of Trumas U'Maisris, at least as an Egeb is Manazeh. We'll cover a few more, a couple more today. There is a interesting custom that members of the old city of Yerushalayim have. The question is how much of a makar it has, which I'd like to discuss. But in the Deir Atika, they say that you can't separate, but you can't be paida ma'aser sheni when you're in the old city. We know, like I said, today most things come in hechsherim that are already separated. But let's say you're in a situation where you want to separate Trumas or Maisris and be paid in a Maisa Sheni. It's a tenth of what you have in front of you, you're calling Maisa Sheni. So we're paid in on a Pruta. The question is whether in Yerushalayim itself one can be paid. The minig of the era of the old city is that in the old city they're not paid in Maisa Sheni. Because Pidyon Maisa Sheni is because Leisucho Seisa, it's too far to carry to Yerushalayim. But if in Yerushalayim, so why are you being paid the Maisa Sheni? So that's part of the discussion. I'll explain to you in a minute. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman in the first chalik of the Mincha Shloima in Shuvah Samach Dalet has a long arichus on the topic. It's pashtus, not like a Gemara above a Metziah. Gemara Bav Mitzia, Daftun Gimel, says, Loi Suchal Se'esai, the Gemara Dashin Se'esai, to me, a Lashon Achila. That if you can't eat it, because it's Tamei, Maisa Sheni, which is Tamei, is also not allowed to eat. I made a mistake a couple of weeks ago when I said differently. But the Gemara Dashin is, Loi Suchal Se'esai, if it's Tamei, you also can't. You also could be paid. You're also allowed to be paid because you can't eat it. Like Sucha says, so there are two shailas. One shaila is you could have Maisa Sheni, which is Tahar Bizman Hazeh, and it's not Mokshal Kabal Tova. That's one shaila if you could be paid it. And the other shaila is Tmeya, which is in Ferish Gemara, that says that you could be paid it. And today, what? Okay, that I don't know. Baki and Zvachim like you, but Gimel, it's a Stam Gemara, I think. So at any rate, so this is Shem Zalman's discussion. So it's interesting. He clears if the din that you're allowed to be paid the Maisa Sheni, which is Tameh, whether it's a halacha that any Maisa Sheni you can't eat, you can be paid. In other words, in Yerushalayim, if you can eat it, you're not paid it. Outside of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it, you are paid it. What's it in if you're in a situation where you're in Yerushalayim, but you can't eat it? Gives an example. Let's say you have Maisa Sheni, Bizman Beis Hamikdash, it was cooked in the Treif HaKeli. It was Balea, not kosher. See, they can't eat it. It's not Tomei. You can't eat it. Could you be paid in on a pruta? Or you can't be paid in on a pruta. I mean, you're not going to eat it anyways. But you don't want to wait till it rots. So you want to be paid in on a pruta and get rid of the pruta. Then you can throw it out. So this is a chakira he brings from the Michas Chinuch. It's fascinating. He has two opposite extremes of tzedadim. This is what he says. One side is that even Maisa Sheni Tar, it can be paid in Yerushalayim. Why? Because you can eat it today. I mentioned last time there's a hekesh of Maisa Sheni to Bekairis Tzaincha. That only when there's a Mizbeach do we eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. So today you can eat it anyway, even if it's Tar, your Tar. You can't eat it anyway. That's a separate issue about using the oil for hadlaka, but even by truma it's that way. By Maisa Sheni, but there's a hekish that whatever the din of Yerushalayim is, it's only when there's a mizbeach. So whatever you can't do chutz Yerushalayim, you can't do in Yerushalayim. So the point being, one side is that you can even be paid the Tahira in Yerushalayim. That's a mechasin of sad. Because today you can't eat it anyway, so whenever you can't eat it, you can be paid it. That's one side. The tzad keneged is, and he brings this, the mini Yerushalayim from the Sefer Kafta Ruperach. Kafta Ruperach was I'm guessing about the 17th century, was he? Parchi was his name. He traveled, was he in the early Achrayim, though? Early Achrayim. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael when there weren't many Jews there. And he has a travelogue of his trip and many of the halachis. See, he writes there that the minig Yerushalayim, I mean, Jews were there at the time, but the minig is that they're not paid in Yerushalayim. And the Pasa Shulchan, the Talmidei Agra, Amishabeach the minig. So he says, but sad the other way. He says that when can you not be paid? When the Gemara says if it's tummy, you can't be paid. When it's tummy, it could be paid. Like Sucha Seisa, you can't eat it, you can be paid. That's where the chesaron in eating it is chesaron in the Maisa Sheini. There's something in the Gufa Maisa Sheini. It's tummy, it's chutzli'ir. So then you're allowed to be paid. When it has nothing to do with the Maisa Sheini, you can't eat any Maisa Sheini in Yerushalayim. So he says, then you can't be paid it because it's not because it's Tomei that you can't eat it. Even if it was Tari, you couldn't eat it. So he brings this Hezber in the Prichad, in the Kaftar Perach.
For them, you can't eat it, you shouldn't fight it. That's the whole idea of the mitzvah, right?
So he's saying you can't be paid Yerushalayim. You can say, well, if it's tummy, I could. The tumma didn't change anything. Because the tumma doesn't make that you can't eat it. You know what I mean? It's not because it's... You can't say, I can't eat it because it's tummy. Even if it's tummy, you couldn't eat it.
You're not losing anything.
Is there the shmira ma'aseh sheni? Is there shmira? You can't.
You can't eat it anyway. So you can tummy, that'd be quite different.
I'll tell you. No, you can't. I made a mistake 2 weeks ago. I said differently. You can't eat Maaseh Sheni b'tumah. You're not allowed to eat it. I was wrong, yeah. What? You can't...
Can
take it out and then
you
play.
You're not allowed to take it out, yes?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You're not taking it out when you can eat it. I don't know if you can take it out when you can't eat it. I don't know.
You can take the rest of your shalayim.
What?
Inside the old city. What we call your shalayim.
The rest of your shalayim. So it's very interesting that... we call all of Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. It's not clear how far Yerushalayim really is. You know, it's a little hard to. I don't know. It's an old tumult about. Then it was Matisdorf and Unzdorf. They're so far from the old city that Yerushalayim today. You already go further, and they consider supply. Even the walls of the old city are not the ancient walls. Yeah, so it's a separate. That's the Mechasin is clear. At least the way Rav Shlomo Zalman brings it. That's his clear. So he's saying that the minig that you're not paid in the old city or whatever Yerushalayim is because if Tumah prevents you from eating it, you can be paid it. But it's not the Tumah that prevents you. You can't bad some. So if you can't bad some, it's not the Tumah. So then the rule goes back that you can't be paid. Alright, take it or leave it. I'm just mentioning to you. It's meaning an interesting aside. The Mechschinah says Truma Tahira. He has a tzad Truma Tahira. You can be not Truma. Maaseh Sheni Tahira. You can be paid because you can't eat it anyway. Maasucha Seisa. You can't eat it. So the Mechschinah says, but wait, maybe Mashiach will come. I'll bring Eifa Para, and you'll be able to eat it. So you should. It should be also to be paid in the old city. Because the Mashiach will come and it'll be usable. So Shlomo Zalman writes there that the possibility of Mashiach coming is not a halachic consideration. We don't take as a halachic consideration the possibility of Mashiach will come. He brings a raya, which halacha?
The
Mordechai. One second. He says he brings a raya. Why he brings a raya? Because remember, it says that. we're paid even meyamana on a pruta, ma'ase sheni. We're paid a pruta. We are halachis not supposed to do lechatchila. It's chabad yev. We're not supposed to do lechatchila. We do it because it goes leibud anyway. Shoshana Mizalman says, if Mashiach will come, so you've just paid $1,000 worth of tefillah on a pruta, you're being ma'abedin. So he says it's not in the cheshbon. And he mentions the Mordechai. There's a Mordechai who, there's a Rashbi, it's a kasha. There's a lot of papulam on the kasha, but this is what the Rashbi asks. By suffix treifis, if you have treifis, that's suffix treifis, so it's both the lech b'shish. So the Rashbi is a kasha, that suffix, it should be the v'shei shevetirin. Maybe Mashiach will come, Eliyahu will come, and it'll be matirit. So it's the v'shei shevetirin, Eliyahu will come, it'll be matirit. And there's no bitlo the v'shei shevetirin. So the Mordechai writes, Yiskalkal ad sheyavai. That's his lashon. Yiskalkal ad sheyavai. So when Mashiach comes, it'll likely that it'll get ruined. So what? By Chadash, the Gemara says something else. It's really only a Havamim, but the Gemara says that we're afraid that if we're going to eat in the Baiker, then 1 year, it doesn't mean this year Mashiach will come. If you're going to get used to eating in the Baiker, then the year Mashiach comes, we're also going to think we can eat it in the morning. And we can eat it in the morning. So Gemara says, why didn't Mashiach will come? So the Kainim's reason, hey, they'll bring it. Yeah, but maybe Mashiach will come the night before, and it won't have time in the morning. The night before, it's Yom Tov, you can't do Malacha. Yeah, it'll be Yerim HaShemayim, Tosfos says. So the Gemara doesn't say he'll come this year. The Gemara says you'll get used to eating it in the Baiker of Tezai, and you'll do it that year. Well, they're saying Shemaf and Hashani before it gets into the old city. And they don't grow crops in the old city.
You don't know what the Artika is, what it's called by Artika.
No, we don't know where. What's Yerushalayim? That's true.
Rabbi, it's about like we do Paskin like this,
stopping
the
camera.
It's
about like. Okay. Say the Gamma. Okay. Zvachim or Bamasi? Zvachim and Bamasi. Okay.
What do they do now?
So my understanding is Mikradin, they can be paid in the old city. Gemara says you can be paid even to them. He brings that there are some who are machmir Altir Atika not to be paid in the old city, paid before it gets in, hopefully.
How about
usually can be right. I don't know if it changes. It makes it into Safed Rabbana maybe. Okay, there are a few pratim that I would like to cover. We're up to Sif Chaf Aleph. Let's continue to go straight, and then I would like, before we finish, to mention two of the contemporary issues. So 22, Mitzvah Hashem, wherever I'm up to, we'll stop and we'll get to it. 25 to Sif Chaf Aleph. Har Marbe B'Truma. Yeah, a person wants to give lots of truma. He's got 10 pounds of tevel. He wants to give a kayin a lot of it. A marbe v'truma. Hayil v'shayir miktus chul in haris v'truma. He's got 10 pounds. He can give 9.9 pounds. He has to leave over at least one chita that remains. Aval imamar kola peiris ha'elu truma. He said this whole 10 pounds is truma. Lo yamaklum. Why not? Why lo yamaklum? So you look in the Taz Yud Aleph, Diksev Reishis Degoncha, Bina Reishis Sheshireha Nikarim. There has to be something that remains. Reishis implies it's the first, and there's something else which remains. Shireha Nikarim, a similar idea in the Shach, in a slightly different Lashon. He doesn't, in Shach Memdalid, he doesn't use the Lashon Shireha Nikarim. He just says, "Memdal liyamaklum shei nikoreishis eli yesh lo shirayim." It's a more accurate lashon. B'shiyesh lo shirayim, it has to have something that remains. Sounds like a simple halacha. Negat to us primarily by a freshes challah when a person forgot to take challah and it's Shabbos. So we learned that a chutz la'aretz, you could eat your challah, and leave over a piece, and after Shabbos is over, separate challah. So you have to be careful that, let's say you have such a situation, you eat your challah on Shabbos, you put aside a slice of challah for after Shabbos. You ate up everything. You level one slice. You shouldn't say the whole slice zu challah. It says an hafroshes challah. Hafroshes challah has to be yesh lo shirayim. There has to be something which remains. So you separate the challah, and there's something which remains, so you have to leave over something. If you leave over a slice, break it in half, and say on here, but this is challah on this. So in chutz la'aretz, it's misakel l'mafreya. Even what you ate earlier, one, if you're separating challah on everything made in the same dough, it's misakel l'mafreya as well. This is the halacha psuka. Has to be halacha psuka.
Rav saying we should take a piece of the piece? Is that what
Rav said? Right, has to be a piece of the piece.
And then you say zu challah.
Right, exactly. Now, as simple as this all looks, it's not so simple. I'll tell you why. There's something called Reishis HaGeiz. It all says Reishis. Reishis HaGeiz Tzaincha. And Reishis HaGeiz, you can give all of it to a Kayim. You give the whole thing to the Kayim. So the Rishayim asked, Taisus asked, this is in Perek Reishis HaGeiz, in Chulin, I think, Kuflam and Vav. So Taisus says that it says Reishis Mechashia Shishirayim. So what's going on? So Taisus answers in the name of the Yerushalmi. No, Reishis could be everything. It says May Reishis from the beginning implies it's something Yesh Lo Shirayim. Reishis, it could be that the whole thing is Reishis. It's the first person can have a Bechar even if he has no more children. It still is Bechar. You can have a first even if you have no second. But May Reishis, the Yerushalmi says the drasha is for May Reishis. Now, we don't have to say May Reishis. It doesn't say May Reishis by Truma. So the answer is, it says May Reishis by Chala. Yerushalmi darshins, Chala is called Truma. It's called, it's what the Torah calls a Truma, so it's Hukash a Truma. And I think it's a drasha, the Lashon Truma. So we darshan that May Reishis, that Truma and Chala have to have Shirayim, and Reishis HaGeiz doesn't have to have Shirayim. All right, so it's Kishmak, it's Yerushalmi, and it doesn't change anything. And it's the problem is that the Shach and Taz seem to have ignored the Yerushalmi. They're just bringing the Poshet Bavli. I looked here in Derech Hamuner of Chaim Kanievsky. This Mechaber is a Rambam. So there he brings, he doesn't bring the Shalom, he doesn't bring the Taz, he just brings the Yerushalmi, that we darshan May Reishis Bechala, and it's a little Pella on the Shach and Taz, why they ignore Yerushalmi. I saw in the Hamik Dover, in the Tziv Ala Teira, he has a very, very nice piece on this whole thing, and he says the following. Right at the Maramok Emara, it's here, and it could be, I'm not sure. Anyway, so he says the following. The Hamik Dover says the word Reishis appears in Tanakh in two muvanim, two explanations. Sometimes Reishis means first, it's an issue of time. And so, what?
Part of it.
Okay, what he says is Reishis sometimes means Mufkhar. The right. Best. Reishis, the choices. He brings a pasuk from Reishis Shemanch and pasuk from Tanakh. He could have brought it, maybe he brings somewhere else, the pasuk of, it says about Klal Yisrael that. No, Reishis there means the beginning. But Reishis to be Mufkar, he brings Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis to Vuasa. So Klal Yisrael is now first among the nations. The 70 nations came before Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tevuasa Naftarah Yirmiyah Naftarah of the 3 weeks. Reishis Tevuasa doesn't mean Klal Yisrael's first. It means Mufkar. It's Mufkar from all of them. So he says it could mean first and it could mean best. Reishis Arisei Sechem. So does that mean best? Does it mean first? The first dough, truma is the chalal is the first dough. Not the first dough; it's part of the dough. What? before you eat it, but it's not necessarily the first dough. Not saying the first dough, it could be the choicest dough. It says we had it in yesterday's parasha, called Chelev Yitzar. It says in yesterday's parasha, truma is Chelev Yitzar. You don't give Chelev, you give the fat, the good. You try to give from the truma the good. At any rate, the Tziv says, he says the following, explain the Bavli. The Bavli darshan's racious pashtas, the truma is racious. Racious hageis, you can give the whole thing. Give the whole thing. So he says, what he says. He says when racious means first, it doesn't mean necessarily there's more. Like I said, you can have a bechor, he's your first son, doesn't mean you have more sons. But when it means muvchar, it's the best, then there has to be something else. If you're told give the best of your tefuah, there's gotta be other tefuah. I says there's other. So he says that when racious means first, doesn't mean there's a second. When racious means mufchar, there's got to be something else. He says like this. By wool, you remember what the wool looks like? There's no best and worst. You shear a sheep, all the wool is wool. There's no, for one sheep certainly, there's no best wool and worst wool. But when you harvest fruit, there's better fruit and there's not better fruit. There's the grapes that color down look nicer, grapes that don't look nicer. So he says, by racious high gaze, we say first. So if you give the whole thing. First doesn't have to be that there's a second. But when it means mufchar, racious to goncha, then racious to goncha, mufchar, then there has to be yeshla shirai. This is his drosha.
So what is it? Why is this piece of dough better than this piece of dough?
Bechala, it says may rachis, that's not so much the issue. The issue is truma as opposed to rachis, I guess. That's Tysus Kasha. Tysus means Yerushalmi. But the Nitziv is not, he says, if he answers Tysus Kasha, it's hard to. Tysus has the Teres, and Nitziv has the Teres. But Nitziv helps for the Shach and Taz who ignore the Yerushalmi. All right, take it or leave it. It's a very nice. So there is the first. The first is not marked by Bikurim. You give the first, but you don't. You can give the whole thing by Bikurim. What do we say? Okay.
Bikurim.
We say every morning about Bikurim. So it could be the whole thing also.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Okay. Bikurim, you could give the whole thing. Okay, so Rashi means first, then it could be the whole thing. It means Mufta again. He's saying because by Bikurim you couldn't give the whole thing, it's like Rashi, I guess.
Okay.
Not sure how it fits, because by fruit you could have better and worse. So I'm not sure how it fits. But at any rate, this is his drush.
The different parts of the sheep have different kinds of wool, like the hair is a little different. Okay.
Okay, could be. I was thinking about Nisan and Tishrei. We have two Rashi's Hashanahs. We have two Rashi's. Nisan is the first. We count the months. Nisan is Rashi's from Lashon first. As the Beis Hamikdash started then, the Tefuah starts then, the Omer. Nisan is a first. Tishrei is the Mufchar. The Shvi is always Mufchar. But it's not the first in number, but it's Chaydish Yerachay Sanim. It's the Mufchar. So it could be Bekai Yisrael. There are two Rashi's. There's a Rashi's in number, and there's a Rashi's in Chashivas. So it could be that's the Rashis Hashanah of the Yom Adin. It could be Hamufchar. That's why we have two Rosh Hashanahs by Klal Yisrael. Okay, could be. By Rashis Chochma Yiras Hashem, I wasn't sure. Does that mean first or best?
They say first, the beginning. They say the beginning.
Right. So that decides it.
You can say the choice is called Yiras Hashem.
Okay, could be. All right, anyway, this is Sifchof Aleph. The amount you separate. I want to get next to Sif Chav Hei, but less than Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, they're easy. Ha'oime Trumas Hakeri L'Saychai. Someone says the Truma should be in here. Imamar B'Tzvainai B'Draimai Karashay Mechayev L'Hafrish. If you designate, it's Chal. Hafrish Menei Trumas. V'im Lai Tzien Amakim, you didn't say a place, Lai Amaklum. So really, Chazal say Nishireha Nikarim. Reisha Shireha Nikarim. You have to have Nikar, what remained. If you say Truma in it, it's not Nikar, which is a Truma, it's not the Truma, it's Achal. It has to be.
You're using Reisha for the
He's not talking about Breira. Breira is when you say, well, I'll separate later. It's not Breira. He's just saying, part of this should be Truma, not Chal. You say it should be Truma Litzvaynoi, then it's Chal. That's what he said. Chav Gimel, Oma Truma Sakri Bezeh, Vakri, I'm sorry, Truma Sakri Hazeh Bezeh, Vakri Hazeh Bezeh, Mokish in this time with Truma Sishorishin, Shom Tem Shoshen. It means, you say on the first barrel, Truma Litzvaynoi, and then you say on the second one that this should be like the first one, just like the first one is Litzvaynoi, the second one is Litzvaynoi also. It's the Gemara Zasugi if Yesh Yad Litzvaynoi. Chavdalit, Trumas Meiser, Eimar Fushin Haise Ba'aymid. You know, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that you don't give Meisers Ba'aymid by estimation. Elamid Dagdek Bishiura. You have to be precise. I feel Bisman Hazeh. You Bisman Hazeh, you have to be precise. Dovah Shadarkoi. Limdai Maidai. Something that you measure, you measure. Dava Nishkal, some that's weighed, Shaikel. Dava Shalom Naisai, that's counted, Maina. Watermelons, you count. Haya Eshulim Naisai, Ulu Shaikel Lamaidai. You can do all three. Hamaina Mishubach. You can count, that's good. Hamaidai, if you measure, Mishubach Mimenu. Va Shaikel Mishubach Mishneim. It seems that weighing it is the best. Now, Shaykel is more precise. You can have a bigger. It's the best. Shaykel mishubach mishneim. It's the best of all of them. It's going backwards order, right? It's going back. Even meiser itself may. I don't know. Maybe the havamina truma is different. I don't know. Okay. What I wanted to get to is min hamokif, which is the end of Chav Dalet and Chav Hei, the din of separating min hamukif, which is, at least according to some, we'll see a din tayre. The Rambam says that Truma has to be separated min hamukif. Truma's meiser, you don't have to separate min hamukif. But it's Tamid Chachamim separate min hamukif. That's what it says in Rambam. The Ramah at the end of this Sif Chav Dalet says on Trumas Meiser, you tell us Shalai min hamukif. Trumas Meiser, you could separate not min hamukif. I'll explain in a minute. Tamid Chachamim, Tamid Ela min hamukif. That's Trumas Meiser. But Truma is in Sif Chafei, and Tamid Truma Gedayla Ela min hamukif. A little funny, the Ramah before the Machaber. But let me explain.
Is this the Ramah because the Baragel is commenting on it?
It's a Rambam. It's Loshon Rambam. Whoever said it. Whoever wrote it, it's Loshon Rambam.
What if the Beisho said quote the Rambam?
Why the Mechaber doesn't bring it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why he doesn't bring it. Good question. Right, what I want to tell you is the halachas of Min HaMukif. Min HaMukif, as you know, is a halacha that when you separate, you have to separate from the bundle. You can't say, I have truma in my hand. Okay, this should be truma on what I have in my house. So Gamliel on the boat will pick up food that he has here and say, this should be truma on what I have in my house. No. What he did is he said, what I have in my house, ledroimai, letzvainai, a part of it should be truma. So he separated min hamukif. If he wasn't there, he was detached. But the truma and the non-truma was attached to each other. And that's the din of separating truma gedayla min hamukif. Trumas Meiser, you don't need min hamukif. We had in Parshas Kairach, Meisroi Seichem Tarimu Truma, Meisroi Seichem Lashon Rabim. Even if you have it in two different places, you're allowed to separate Trumas Meiser, but not Truma itself. Truma has to be separated min hamukif. Tarimu Mimenu. Mimenu is from it, Bishas Meiser. It's not Ma'akib B'di'eved, but that's the halacha of separating min hamukif. As you know, chala lechatchila, we separate min hamukif. We had back in Shichavav, but the Yeved and Chutzlaret, certainly Shloim min hamukif is good. The question becomes, what's called min hamukif? What's considered connected or not connected? It doesn't say clearly if min hamukif is a din d'oraisa or not. It says here that you have to separate min hamukif. It's interesting, there's a gra back in Shin Chavav. I have it underlined here which means I pointed it out at the time. In Shilcha Vav, we had. Okay, I'm sorry, there are two bras. I'll show you the one there. There's the one about the rices here. Here it says you separate Shulma and Amokiv. The gra there, Sifkot and Hay, Shincha Vav Hay, it said in the Ramah, there it says in the Ramah, it talks about separating him and Amokiv. It's a little complicated. It talks about two different flavors there. But anyway, the gra said there, Ubenegiyah Dafka. K'mayshamra say Perek Beis, like it says in Mishnayis, gra Hay. He says, Ubenegiyah Dafka. That means, you have two doughs, you have a choice. You can either put the two doughs in the same, it could be all in one keli, or the doughs could touch each other. Gemara there talks about if you want to separate, you have a tame dough and a tar dough, says you put in between a dough that's less than the shear, but kabbalah tumah, it touches them to make them in amokif, but now makabal tumah to transfer tumah. That's I think what it says in the Mishnahs. Now, that means it's supposed to be either in one keli, one table, or if it's a separate keli, it has to be benegiyah. Here, let's take a look at the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Sifchav Hei. Ein tar min truma gedayla ela min amokif. It has to be connected, keitzad. Hayu loy chamishim saw bebayezen. The chamishim saw bebayezacher. Loy afrish me'echa me'em al shneim. You shouldn't say, I have 50 saw there, 50 saw here. I'll separate now. I'm taking now, I'm looking for what's here. It should be on that too. No. B'di'evan, if you're shalom, I'm looking for truma, say truma. B'di'evan, it's, the truma is a good truma. V'ush yeh ha'mufrish shomor. As long as what you're separating is in a safe place. Avol, listen to a case. Ha'yaton kadayayin ha'shemin. You're schlepping a barrel of wine or oil. Barosha mishtabrim, and it got a leak, and you're losing all your wine. So what do you do quickly? Omar, harim truma perisha bebesi. Before it runs out, it gets ruined. You say, quick. You know, it's like the guy who comes and sticks up two fellows. He says, he robs them. He says, give me a minute, and he pays. He takes out $10. And I owe you $10. He pays him before the guy who steals it. So here's the same thing. He takes the kadayayin. It's a meal leaking out. He says, quickly, this is truma on everything in my house. So he says it doesn't work. Then it doesn't work because the Shah says it's not shy to be Mekai and Matnes Gun. Venira li, the Bizman Hazeh, the Libur Azla, and they are Tumah. Truma say Truma. Tell you not giving it to the Kayan anyway. It's going Libur. So Nira li, keeping the Libur Azla, and they are Tumah, Truma say Truma. Nowadays you're allowed to do it, it's going to get ruined. Anyway, you could separate. So smash it. It's the rabbanon. So the shach, and not the shach. The gra and ayin. Said sarachin. Sarachin dafka b'davar shazli ibud shiyev shalad lika. Gra ayin. Yeah, he said, you look near three lines in the bottom. Tzarechiyin, shesasam. Avoy, davka trumas meiser, shemut lechat chelo shloim in amukif. So there, you could separate. Avo truma gedoy loloi, shu osir midai reisa, kumay shakasta taisis begin sham. He's saying that truma day reisa, this eitah shouldn't help, because the din of min amukif is day reisa. I want to show you the lashon. He seems to say min amukif is deraisa. This grah is quoted as a makar. Min amukif is deraisa, not by trumas ma'isa where you're allowed to give shalai min amukif, but at least here that the amukif is deraisa. That's what the grah says. All right. So questionable if the seitzah works. The machabe says it works. The grah is mistopic. Now what happens? What's called min hamukif? What's called connected? So Sifchavav says peris mufuzar mesech habayis or shnei megurish shabayis. You have different places in the house. Shabayis echad toyer mi echad ala koil. There's an idea that the house connects them. It's considered to be min amokif if it's even in the same house. The Mishnah Berurah says this by Chala. He says that by is mitzarfan. Then he says, "Mhayu chavius shall I sasam as pm? If you have chavius that are not sealed, tayr meyachal arakoyel, then it's considered min amokif." Once you have a sealed thing, it's separate. So let's say you forgot to separate challah. You pull challahs out of the freezer. If they're all in a separate sealed bag, you haven't placed in bags, it's not min amukif. You put them together. If they're open, then that's called min amukif. That's what it says over here.
Once they're packed up in the box.
Yeah, so it's, what it seems to say is that it's not. And the shach nun beis, tayr me'echa chashiv kemukif. He doesn't say clearly negia if negia helps.
I know that by the matzahs, the matzahs covered.
Even though it's really all in one basket anyway.
Two baskets also help.
At least two baskets. Okay. It's two baskets. The minute is to put one sheet on everything. So,
it's
still nigia. That's the thing. In the Grah, in there, said that even open kalim need nigia. They have to be touching each other. And again, I saw Reb Chaim Pinsky Paskins that way, even though the Stima Sashach, he didn't bring the Shach. Stima Sashach is that open kalim works. He's saying that's only when they're Nagim Zezah. He says, and so that grow. And that the grow still says it by Chala. The grow says, Shulchavav is Chala. That's what he's saying. So it seems that that you need at least Nagia in order to be able to be Mitzaref. This is another one of these sites. It's the site of needing Min HaMukif. Okay. But the Yevet in Chutzlar is Chashalai min Amukif. What?
And
the Kalim. So that's why he brings it. The Kalim have to be touching each other, and that's adequate. What?
The Siluf from a Kalim is not enough.
Oh, it's one Kalim. It's Mitzarefin, sure.
So the basket is one Kalim.
The basket is one Kalim. When they want to do two baskets, they spread some. That's what he's. And yeah, Durex is afraid sticking up over it.
Maybe.
But, okay. Okay. Chavi Shayayin, actually, Sosam is PM, Tayyim Yechel al Akoel, Mishasosam, Tayyim Kahazaz, the Mechab is Loshin, which is the Loshin of the Rambam. Then he says, on that, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, "Torah mi echad al hakoel, uvavad sheyigu ze bezeh." They have to be touching. K'may b'chol dvarim d'leil. They have to be touching each other to be considered. And the footnote, "Itzechin su the grah." Itzechin su another grah simin shechafes sivkatan ches, but itzechin su the grah that they have to be nigim ze bezeh. Sivkatan ches. Okay, that's what he says. Says that he tzechen su the grah, and he says that he's naigim zebizet. So, but yeah, but it's chal, but l'chatchila, that's the way it has to be. So you need negiyah zebizet in order to be mafish. All right, so this is the din of min hamokif. Okay, I said I wanted to leave myself time, which we have, to touch on two, maybe about three other nekudas. As you may know, in Eretz Yisrael, there are yidden that will separate truma from everything they get, no matter whose hechsher it is. They're going to separate truma no matter what. Where does that come from? So it could be that it's stam a chumra, but there is what?
All the things are just the truma.
Whatever they separate everything. They say the whole nusach. There's a sugi in the Gemara of Chazaka Shliach Eisa Shlichusai. There's a sugi in Erevin. Let's say you tell a Shliach, oh, you're heading in that direction, do me a favor, drop off my Erev Tchumin this spot. Now, this is before telephones, so could you rely? Maybe you forgot how you're relying without confirmation that he did what he was supposed to do. So there's no machlokes in the Gemara in Erev. If you say chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay, or you say there's no chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay, we paskin that by a deraisa we don't rely on a shliach and a chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay, and that by a derabbanan like truach like tchumin we are saimach on a chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay. There's a big kasha here when you sell your chametz through a rav. How you saimach that the rav sold the chametz without confirmation? Because only chametz pashtus is a deraisa, and how you relying on the rav? So one possibility is you do bittul. You're doing bittul. If the rav didn't do it, you mevatel it. You mean believe shalay? You mevatel it. So now it's a drabanan. So a drabanan, you can rely on it.
So shorsh need WhatsApp so you can see what the rav's doing.
What's up? What's a WhatsApp?
It's a video.
Okay. And I've never seen a WhatsApp at Meshivas Chametz. I don't know. Maybe the guy has it to show his friends. I don't know. But. What? Sure, by Gideon. You have to know that was given. Look at Sif Lamed Dalet. In Sif Lamed Dalet, it says, Ha'imel Eshluchai. This makes. The Mechaber makes big tzaras here. Gross tzaras. Soimel shluchai. Say trimely. Every heksher does that. Right? The Vedats gives a heksher. They send the heksher labels before the stuff even grew. Right? They send you the labels. What are they relying? They have a meshkiach. And they tell the meshkiach, Soimel shluchai, say trimely. Valach li trim. Any day I'm tarim. I didn't get confirmation that he separated truma. Uba matzah kedei tarim. There's no chazaka that he was separated. Even if it looks like it was separated, we don't say chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay. It says in the bottom in your test of the Taz. Why am I not chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay? Ela lechumra, but not lekula. What? No, you're right. 1 second. So the mechaber shita is you can't rely on a chazaka shliach chayse shlichusay. And the Ramah says, Yeshayimu kegavna cheskasei tarim, darmina cheskasei shichusai, afilibisa deraisa, if there's a simon. If you don't know anything about it, so you have to know. So it comes out that in all our cases, kashtus, you have to get confirmation that the truma is separated. We don't rely on cheskasei chesei shichusai by truma, which is ikrei deraisa. It's not because the heksher was printed before it was separated. Who doesn't put it? Really? I invite you. You can come to Reisen's Bakery. They have labels with all their sherim. If you want to walk in with some pork bellies and put the label on, then nobody's going to know the difference. No? Now don't start rumors, please. But I'm saying the label is not. So this is why there are those who are separate truma. They say it's not a stam a chumra, it's a chumra to makar. How do we know that chazaka shliach chayse shlichus? I don't know. I'm not from the mechmirim, so I don't know. I'm just telling you that the answer to it is that there's no chazaka shliach chayse shlichus. But by a pile, we say the expression "yad pile yad balabayis," but it's not really yad pile. The idea of a pile, a shliach, he asks him a favor, drop it off. See, he forgot. He thought, yeah, I forgot. If he's taking money for it, he's a ganiv. He's a becheskas a kosher yid. So by a pile, we could rely on chazaka shliach chayseh shlichus. Say the Machna Frayim says that. Master Frank says that if you pay him, so then you could rely that he did it. The Noyad de Muzmanim brings that this is from where the minute came to pay the Rav to do Mechiras Chavitz. Since there's an issue of Chazaka Shleich HaYisrael Shleich Husay, so Memela, it became an idea that...
So...
What? Who's giving it? The rabbi or the person? No, the person. I'm going to give it to tzedakah. So you're giving it to me. I'm the one giving it to tzedakah. That's right. But he said, but if the rabbi is the one giving it, then it's still fine. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. The Lamaisa, this is the answer of Yapayel.
This is the final of the Ashvabah.
The hashkach is not separate. There's a mashkiach who's separate. So mashkiach is the shliach or the pile. That's right. Doesn't matter whose pile he is. The vart isn't whose pile. The vart is it's Geneva. If he doesn't do it, so we assume that he did it. One email. Send an email out confirming it was sold. Okay. For me, it would take a very long time. I sent it to Mayor Gelman. He'll send it out. He relied that I sent it to him, and he sent it. I don't know.
By a get,
if you do get with shliach, it's a confirmation. No shaila. Yeah, for sure. Now, this year we're learning Bava Kamma. I keep on telling the guys at my shir that this is an eitzah. Like, I keep on giving eitzahs. They said, finally, make a list of all the eitzahs. I have a bunch of mummonistic eitzahs. If you ever want to do anything. It's yeah. So like one of my eitzahs is, if you give somebody something, say, please take it to Eretz Yisrael for me. Or, I'm going to the country, watch my car. I always tell people, make sure you give him a dollar, you pay him. For a dollar, he becomes a shemes sachar. It's chayav ganeva veveda. If you just tell him, watch a bechinam, you give him something, say, to Eretz Yisrael for me, bechinam, he's part of a ganeva veveda. So you go, you buy insurance. Just give him, tell him, you don't have to give him a dollar. You give him a brownie bar, you tell him, here, I appreciate it, take it, here's eat it on the plate, and you do it that way. So it's an eight to pay for it, and then you get
the person has to know about the
one who takes it, you have to know about that's going to be a Shem Asachar. Probably not. You make him a Shem, tell him, I want to pay for it. He doesn't know he's getting into trouble.
Not a real way.
Why be a Pesheya? No, people have Pesheya. Usually it makes it.
Can you summarize, like, what you're showing today? What exactly you have to do?
Give me one more thing that's totally in this. Question of what you do when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Australia going? If you're going to South America. In Eretz Yisrael, we do today. I go to Eretz Yisrael. I don't have any problems because the fruit stores have a bedatz hechsher, and in Yerushalayim the bedatz, I mean, you see them walk in. They walk in a couple times a week. You know exactly how they monitor trumas and maisus. I never asked them, but it's a pretty hands-on hechsher. The whole fallout with Yerushalayim Mahadrin years ago, they used to rely on Yerushalayim Mahadrin. The whole fallout was over trumas and maisus. Was over Paris. That's where the problem came. That Bnei Torah stopped relying on them. It's not a small thing, it's a big thing. But the issue wasn't Treifis, it wasn't Bishalakum, it was all Paris, because the hardest thing in the Ashgacha is Paris. A guy in the restaurant, he runs out of fruit, he sends someone out to buy fruit. So if you're in the middle of Mei Sharm, you have no problem. What happens if you're in the middle of Tel Aviv, or you're someplace else, or in parts of Yerushalayim, where it's not easy, where there's not all the fruits. It's not an easy thing to give a hechsher. The if you're in a place where you're not sure, so what you have to do really is get the nusach of separating chumas and maisus. The old small I saw the kasturim all had it. Today I didn't notice it. I don't know the Oscar. I think Oscar does have it in their regular siddur. And there's a nusach to say you have to have a pruta set aside. You have to set aside a coin for. In your house, for pinyin ma'aser sheni and pinyin neta ravai, and you say to nusach, and then if you say to nusach, you take 1% of whatever you have and you put it liibud, you pour it down the drain, or you do it in the shloim b'der b'zayin, and if it's full, you wrap it up, the chumas ma'aser, and you throw it out. Now let me just finish. There is a custom in Eretz Yisrael which is a little controversial, but since it's a chazanish's kula, people do it. The Chazanish said, he's nervous. You have this long nusach. You say to nusach, you know how people are. They skip a word here, a word there. They mispronounce a word here, a word there. Instead of meiser, they can give meiser. You know, why you do this? So Chazanish said, I'll tell you what you do. Separate truma. You say, harizeh k'nusach ha-chazanish. Now say that. Say, harizeh k'nusach ha-roshem b'sudu shali. You can say that. And the Star K sent it out. They said, say, it's like the nusach in the Star K booklet. You know, like it's advertisement also. And Chazanish said, that's all. I saw someone here, Sochai Knievsky, when you make a Misha Beirach in shul, if you have to say all the names, or if you just say, Yavarech has kol ha-nirshamim kan. So he says, it's no worse than separate Chumas and Maestris. You can say Kedushim Kad. So he says, call on the Shavim Kad for Mishavera. So Chazanish said that you could say such a Nusach, and it's adequate, and it's even better because it's not going to come in Day Mechshav. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, what? Davening call Nusach. The Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank took exception. And it printed in the Har Tzvi on Zroim, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Mem Ches. He says two things. He says that by Tshuva you need Kriya Shem. You need to be Kaira Shem. That's Loshem Chazal. You have to say, this is Tshuva. This is Maisa. What kind of business? K'nusach HaRoshem B'Chazanish. You don't even know if the Chazanish says the Dorim side is Tshuva or the Safed side is Tshuva. Now what kind of Kriya Shem is that? Says, the halacha is that you're allowed to separate the machshava. Machshava helps by truma meiser. So he says, yeah, machshava helps, but that's when you're machaven to do it by machshava. Do you mean to do it by amira? So you're not separating by machshava, you're saying by amira. If it's an amira that lacks kriyas shem, then he says that's not adequate. So the minig is like the Chazanish. The minig is to say some people take out the siddur, read it carefully. Now we have cards here. I think one of them is on the bulletin board. Years ago, I printed index cards. People go to Eretz Yisrael. I didn't give you one. I think I have a handful of them still. Index cards that have the instructions in English with the nusach in English. It doesn't say Karoshim Khan. It says the nusach that I think it says the whole nusach is supposed to say. And what you do with Afrasha, and it's directions. Directions are relatively simple. And that's what you do. But you have to be careful with Eretz Yisrael. When you're buying a fruit store, let's say you buy 10 apples. So if you buy at a road stand near the farm, so you know all 10 apples came from the same farm. Maybe he did separate Truma, maybe he didn't. You're machmer. You get a fruit store, the distributors, they get apples from all over the place. And they don't keep it separate, they mix it. You end up with a big problem. You have 10 apples, you can't take one apple or say, that's not good enough. Maybe the apple you're taking is ptur, it's already separated. The other one is chiyuv. What you really need to do is separate trumas nicer and nicer on each one. Now you can say the nusach should be on each one, it's not hard, but you have to cut off the 1%. From each one. You really have to separate, because you have to separate Trumas Meiser min Achiev al Achiev. If you're going to take the wrong apple, then you're not going to be singing. You said min Aptor al Achiev. You have to get Trumas Meiser from an apple that. So it becomes a rather complicated thing. Ramesha Grada writes that you should not throw it away. They should put it like they do in Shemitah, put it in the Be'er Gatsh Yerkav. Ramesha's Matmiya on the Minig Eretz Yisrael. That Trumas Meiser they just get rid of. I assume the reason they make it is Neha Mechshol. Ramesha says you should put it, he doesn't understand why they do that. You should put it aside until it spoils, and then the mitzvah of Shmiras Truma. So whatever you do, but one or the other. But that's basically the Hanhaga. There is a Kula in the Rambam that if you have such a tiny amount of Truma, Truma's Meiser, that is no halacha of Shmira below a certain amount. Below a certain amount. How much is it? So it's interesting, the Rambam's Lashon I'll find the Marabakim in a minute, is Shminis Meshminis Shabalug. Shmina Meshminis Shabalug. An eighth of an eighth, I think it's a 64th of a log. A log is about 48 ounces. So it's really a very tiny amount. Now, truma, truma is not such a big issue, because truma is a mechita achas. So you can really have such a tiny amount, and it could be that you could be in that way you could kapati yourself. Reb Chaim Knievsky brings, again, this is Perek Gimel Halacha Tazayin. The Reb Chaim Knievsky brings b'derech efsher that if it's such a small amount that if it was yours, you wouldn't bother be shomer it. There's also shmiras truma. The whole problem is you have to be shomer truma. Not supposed to be ma'abed it. You're supposed to be the mitzvah to be shomer the truma. So he brings that ulai, the shear is, if it's such a small amount, that if it was your food, you wouldn't watch it. So you're not mechiv to watch it. We find by an aveda such a gedder. We find an aveda, if it's worth so little that you yourself, you wouldn't bother picking it up, so then you don't have to pick it up for somebody else. So he says, ulai, it's the same amount, and it could be that that's a patur. So at least it would be a patur for what?
Is that rule apply to shemitah also? Like, why do you have to save all the fields? No one cares about that.
So I don't know that it applies to shemitah or not, but there you have the whole big thing is shemitah. You have a chiyuv shmirah. You want to break off a piece. I don't know if it applies, but here the whole truma in the first place is this amount. So here it is. Truma, the Mechabi is going to Truma's Meiser. If it's more than Shmaina Bishminis, you give it to the Kayim. There's no din Shmira, you're allowed to destroy it. Mamish, because it's not Chashiv. And he says that's why we're Mekel. Okay. Says b'derech efsher mudava muet shebishaloi lahaya teirech laavia v'b'derech it's hard to watch yachal kaiver sham. I feel you truma tahira b'tirkav.
So
your best is you go to a fruit store that has a good hechsher. If you don't have a good hechsher, you really have to separate from each apple, from each fruit. From each, that's what you have to do, because you don't know. You want to use the chazeshes nosach, it's fine with me, especially by sveikis. The only mesupik you certainly could. Alright, so we basically covered a good part of the halacha l'maaseh of Trumas and Maaseres. We will resume the Yitzhak Hashem this year, the Sunday before, rather than after Labor Day. The Sunday, Erev Labor Day, is the first day of Slichus this year. The first day of Slichus. And Yitzhak Hashem will start.